We are holding in Siman Lamed Beis, and we're up to Sif Yud Ches. Mem Psucha Shenidvak Psichasa V'Nistema. So you have a regular Mem Psucha, and as you can see in diagram one, so it's supposed to be open at the bottom, between the right side, which in essence is like a big Nun, to the left side, which is like a Vav. So there's supposed to be a gap. So if it's a mem sucha shenidbak psichasa, that it got stuck together, v'nistama ein mayil ligrar hadevik ula paisa. It does not help to scrape away a little bit of ink to open it up. Meshem dehave kechak teches. This is going to be another example of the principle which we saw yesterday of Chak Teches, which states that you need to write the letter the right way, as opposed to have it written the wrong way and then scrape away some ink to, lo and behold, create the letter. So the removal of ink, which converts it from an endomem, a mem sofen, to a mem stuma, to a mem sucha, is a problem of Chak Teches. So what is the tikkun? What are you supposed to do to fix it up? Matakanasa. Here we go. Yeah, umatakanasa. Sheyigrar kol hachartim. So you scrape away the entire vav on the left hand side of the letter. Again, if you take a look over here in diagram one, so in diagram gimel. So you scrape away the entire vav, the tishaer ketsuras nun, and then you're just left with kind of a nun-like shape, you know, somewhere between a nun and a kaf, like that type of a shape. Ketsuras nun kfupa. V'yachakach yichtev ma shegarar. And then you will go ahead and write again the vav, and make sure you do it in a way where there's a little bit of a gap.
This is, as long as you haven't written the next
letter. As long as you haven't written the next letter. Mishabu is going to say that, exactly, right. Exactly, it's quite gratifying once we like chop, okay? But it's got to be the Shleki Sidrin aspect. You also have to bear that in mind, exactly. So this is a long sif, so let's do it bit by bit. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shenidbak the im poysel but bezen the gear daka kuchutas saira ayin mashu kasam lekamon el inyan hay the ayin bepir halacha. So what is he referring to over here? You know, if there's, as you see in diagram two, if there's just a very, very, very tiny, tiny section which is connected. So it really looks like a mem in diagram two, in aleph of diagram two. So it really looks like a mem. There's just a tiny, tiny little connection over there. So take a look, he says, at that which I wrote elsewhere with regards to a hey. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'nistama. So what happened over here? It got stuck together. It's got to be the end of a word. It's not in the middle. If it's any one of these final letters of manspach or kimenapit, hakful and baalav beis, kaisavis rishreinais betchilas hateva. So you can write it, meaning a regular taf, a regular mem, a regular nun, a regular pei, a regular tzadi. You write at the beginning or the middle of the word, v'achroinais, and the final letters, v'soivim shina basel. So if you write the oisyes and sefyes in the middle or the beginning of a word, it passes it. So we said, again, the sefer wrote a mem stuma instead of a mem surcha. So he said, you can't just go ahead, although you might be tempted to just do a little scrape, and so you can't do that. Ula paischa. V'adin, shar oisyeis, shenis kalkel t'munase ve'eis haksiva ayachakach. V'ayide hagreira yamdu al t'munase. So the same is true, remember we've said, if the ois was niskalkel, it's no longer considered to be the proper ois. I mean, this is a mem stuma. It's not a mem sucha. That's called a kilkel beis. And we said with these types of things, it doesn't help if a tinnik says, oh, you know, it's a regular mem. Yeah, but lamais, it's connected. He is able to obviously decipher and say that it appears to be a mem, but lamais, the ois was niskalk, and that's the rule. The word in Shar Ezechin is Skal Kelt Munasa Beisaksiva. Ayachnech Vari Agri Yamdu Alt Munasam. Through the scraping, you're going to create the letter of the Kashrus. Gegoin Dalid Shehimshich Raglei Vedema Lechot Pshuta. So again, you made a Dalid a bit too long. So it starts to look like an Endechot. Vedema Lechot Pshucha. The Chol Kiagavne Ein Moyolen Greira. Can't just scrape away the bottom section. You're not doing something positive to the actual letter. You're just scraping away the regel. Okay, now the sifkat and sadachas. I'm sorry. Ella, what should you do? Okay, now the sifkat and sadachas for achakach yiskenenu. So, in such a case, here we go. If you look at diagram 4, and this is what we want, this is what we're talking about. So, so you've got the Dalet over here, and you've made it too long, and it's starting to look like a Chaf. So we said, it doesn't help to just scrape away a little bit, but rather what are you supposed to do? Like you see in diagram Gimel, you scrape away the entire leg, right? You scrape away the entire leg. Yimchek Ragloi. And then it's lost its tzura of an ois, and now you're going ahead and you're writing its tzura. So that is that. Yep. Fine. Avuadin demahani bezer im himshich gagoy shel ha'ois l'rachba ad shenir lakol shehu dalet. So what is this referring to? Let's get this clear. He says, in diagram 5. So again, what do we have over here? I had a dalet, and the regel of the dalet is getting dangerously long. And it's starting to resemble an enderchof. So we said, option number one is you scrape off the entire right-hand regel so that it's lost its surasais, and then you make a nice short regel for the dalet. But he's giving us another option, which he points out in days. If you make the gag longer, so there's no way you can look at that as an endachof. An endachof is kind of like, you know, just a little bit longer and like a long regel. But if you mamshich the gag, that would work also. Avala'el, previously, the cost of hay, b'makim dalet, when you made a hay instead of a dalet, you were supposed to do a dalet. And you weren't thinking so much, and you did a hay. Right? So you did an extra yud in the bottom left-hand corner, as he does over here in Gimel. So, the cost of hay, b'makim dalet, the kasavnu sham, we said over there, that's a gamkin limchik regel hadalis. You need to, in this case, you need to erase the regel of the dalis, and like he says over in dalit, you need to kind of erase that also. Oi gagoi, or the top, the gag, milvad regel hahei, besides just the regel of the hay. So lemaani eitz azu dam shachas gag dalis. In this case, it doesn't help to just make the gag a little bit longer, darei balav hachi tzuras elav, meaning a dalid has a long gag and a fairly short leg. So if you went ahead and you put a dot and you made it into a hay, well, it doesn't help to extend it further because it's still going to look like a hay. So you have to do other things to fix it. Okay, good. Next. Sifkaten Ein Gimel. So we said. We said over here in our case that with the Mem Sucha it got stuck together. It does not help to be Gerer and to open it because it is a problem of Chak Teiches. And the Beguf Ha'ois Ein Ois Hashum Maisa Ela Gerer Hastima. All you're doing is you are removing the stima, that doesn't help. Vodin im ta, the cost of ches, b'makim beiz zainin. Let's say you're supposed to write the word mezuzahs. You've got two zions next to each other. Now, a ches is really two zions with a tiny little connection. Ein mayol ligror hagag. Now, you can't just go ahead and scrape away that little bit of the roof. Levad nach taimo. Elad tzarech ligarram ad shivat mitzminosam. Right? You need to remove it from its original tmuna, like we have over here in diagram 6. So Aleph is what you did. You made it into a ches by mistake. So it doesn't have to just scrape away the middle bit, but rather you need to first kind of be mevatlet, like you see in Gimel, where you just scrape away the bottom section of it, and then you would go ahead and write one, and write the other one, and so on. Write one and write the other one. Let's just think about that for a second. I'm just thinking out loud. Why, if you did two Zions and you connected the two Zions with a little thing, and now you scrape away the bottom bits of the regal of both Zions, and then you fill them in, isn't that a problem of Shleikus Sidron? Insofar as the next, the second, so you already did part of the second one. Unless we see from here,
you're written a ches.
Yeah, so that's how we look at it.
That's the only way you can look at it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
What happens when he writes a ches? When the shofar writes a ches, how does he write a ches? Does he do the two zions first?
I think he does actually.
So then we should make a siddur as well. Then you've got two zions on the kraf. And now you just put the roof on to make a ches.
Unless we're saying, like, I guess every time when you have a letter like that, I guess if that's the way that you write it, then we wouldn't say that's Shleikus Sidron, right? I mean, I'm sure someone speaks about this. I mean, it must be that there is a allowance to write it like that because that is the way that you write the letter. I mean, I can't imagine that you do I don't know, but I wouldn't have thought that you do a Zion with a little tag. And then another Zion connected to the tag which you've done. But we'll have to look into that further. Interesting. Okay, so we said good. Fine. V'chei. Next. Im ta'av asa chaf pshuta. So you did a chaf pshuta. Lamala ke'ena dalis, and at the top of it. You made it like a dalet. In other words, you made the gag of the end of chaf quite prominent. Shilafi das harvim and apuskim hipsula. Kabejis balakam on and simon lamed vav. So simon lamed vav is the simon which speaks about the actual way you're supposed to write the letters. So you went ahead and you made a very prominent gag part of a chaf pshuta. According to many, it's no good. Gamkin ein mayol ligrar hatag velasisa agula dehavi chok teches ela yisif alav diyoi v'yase agula. So let's take a look at the diagram over here. Yeah, in Zion. So again, what do we have over here? You made a mistake with the chok pshuta and lamala, and you made it like a dalet. So it's square at the top, like we have in Eis Aleph. It's square at the top, and according to many, it's supposed to be round. So we say that it doesn't help to just scrape away the tip, the corner, like you have over here in diagram Bayes. It doesn't help to do that. But rather, what should you do? You should add some more ink to round it off. Because were you to scrape it off, that would be a problem of Chok Teches. Good. It's a chaf pshuta. It's just that the top of it was not good. Venira. Now here says the Mishnah a very interesting thing. Venira, the lema akiv shalekis sidron betikun zeh. Now he says, what about in this case? You realize that this chaf pshuta, you know, it's a bit square on the top. It's supposed to be round on the top, and you only discover it after you've gone ahead and you wrote other letters. So he says, in this particular instance, Renira Dolema Akiv Shleikus Sidron, in this particular tikkun, he says, and he quotes this from He quotes from the Prima Gadim. In other words, the problem with Kesidron is when it's lacking its tzura. That's not the way the last is supposed to be. Here it's considered to be the tzura sa'ala. So we said, ma takenos. So what are you supposed to do in this case where you joined the mem, you joined it, instead of having it a little bit at a distance? So what is the takana? We said you're supposed to scrape away the entire side, the left-hand side of the mem, remove the regel, remove the chartzim. Here we get to Johnny's point. It's before you wrote the next letter. The ilav hachi pasul be tefillin u'mezuzas to be in ben kesidron, because there's a requirement. Everything has to be written in the right order. So once you've gone on to the next letter, you're too late. The be in ben kesidron. Dafka levad mehechash nishabehedya shnevabehedya dolema akiv bezer kesidron. Unless I say that there is some type of an exception, like we just mentioned now, in a situation where lemaista the tzura of the ace is there, but there's some type of a tikkun which needs to be done, then we will allow a tikkun to be done. So we said, what do you do? Again, you had the mem. A mem, we said, in essence, is like a nun and a vavel, but you join the two together. So we said you scrape away the whole vavel, which he called the chartum, ad shenisha ketzuras nun kfufa, next Mishnah Berurah, until what's left is the tzura of a bent nun, a nun kfufa, ki ksivas hamem psucha, hu bebeiz ksivas. I mean, how does one write an open mem? It's really two separate letters. It's bebeis ksivas. Dahayne betchila akesvin kamei nun kfufa. First you write like a nun kfufa. The achakach teilen betzida kamei vav. You kind of hang next to it, above. The imkein. Kol shenasa psul boy, dahayne havav, tzarech legerere kulei. So in essence, when you think about it, where is the psul? The psul was in the vav. I did the nun first. In order to finish off my mem, I'm supposed to do a vav and make sure that it's not stuck together. But I wasn't careful, and the vav is touching. So I scrape away that vav. We scream kain. Kol shenasa psul bay dahayne havav tzarech legerere kulei. Av la nun shekasev behechsher ein tzarech legerere. That nun was okay. That first section of my letter was fine. V'adin mahal eis shenichtev bebeis ksivais. Kegain Gimel. The Chayet Zabai. Gimel is also, it's kind of like a Vav, with like, almost like a bit of a Yud in the bottom left hand corner. Kegain Gimel, Chayet Zabai Venas, Psul, Beksiva Achas, Ein Sarach Ligra Rak Isa. You only need to scrape away the bit which was problematic. La Fuki Bereish, Shasakim in Dalet. But let's say you did a Reish like a Dalet. So how do you write that? You write it at once. It's not like two separate letters, like a hey is a dalad and a yud. And here we're saying it's like a nun, right, and a vav. But if you did like a reish, like a dalad, and a pamachas nichtav hakol b'psul, tzach hakol ligro. In such a case, you would have to be gerer the whole thing. Okay, fine. And moving on to the next one. Fine. Now, this continues the Shulchan Aruch and says, I'm sorry, no, that's not what I wanted. Yeah, here we go. Next piece. V'reish sh'asal kemin dalas yesh lahachme v'leimer delay sagi kishyigur hayerech levad ayagag levad. So if the reish was done like a dalet, then you should be machmir v'leimer delay sagi kishyigur hayerech levad. It's insufficient to merely remove the bottom section, the vertical piece, or the horizontal piece. Yeah, so I guess if the rage was done like a dalad, we have actually mentioned that before. We mentioned if the rage was done like a dalad, you could round it before. We did say that. Yeah. But again, rage is like in Dallas. So Mishum the bein hagag, the bein hayerech nasta the pistol. It was done the pstul hilchach tzarech ligrar shneim. Therefore, you need to be gerish neim. So, as we see in this diagram, so you did in aleph, you did the reish, a square in the corner like a dalet, and so on. So he says the leisage kishvigar hayerech levat, to just remove the bottom section, or to remove the gag levad, like in this section in dalet through the top bits. But rather, you should go ahead, and being that it was done at once, you should scrape the whole thing together. And but we did, I believe, say also something about rounding it off. But that should be an etzah. Let's see, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Vareish. Evolve. She'aso kimin reish. Let's see, it did evolve like a reish. The whole kiagab neshnasa peksiva achas, in all of these cases where it was one letter, one ksiva, and so on. You did a kimendalad wood in begage shalchaf, pshuta, shaso rachav, and shenira kedalad. So you made the gag of an endachaf wide. So it also, it's got the appearance of a dalad, a reish, ein bi'alacha, vasefer mechshalom bezeh, ba'avanesinu harabim. Fine. Good. So that is that. That is that. 1 second. Let's see if we can bring up the next diagram. Next diagram. I hope it's this one. No, 1 second. That was the first one. 1 second. Next. Next one. Now, where's the next diagram? 1 second. Getting confused. Thought I had the next diagram here somewhere. Maybe I don't have it. Okay. No, it's okay. You can use it. I thought I had it, but clearly not. Clearly not. Okay. Fine. Good. So let's continue. good. Next. So we said, what's the next case? So, Hilkach Tachli, so Hilkach, we said, Reish also given Dali, Yishach, Vale, Magali, Sag, Yishik, Ayach, Levad, Gag, Levad, Yach, Ziyach, Kamin, Reish, Shem, Bein, Agag, Bein, Ayach, Nase, Bepsul, Hilkach Tachli, Grishnem, Bim, Nidbaka, Ois, Lois. What about if one letter touches the other letter? Whether or not this took place as you're writing it, whether or not it took place afterwards, right now, if the letters are stuck together, it is possible. So that's it. If the letters are stuck together, it's possible. Yeah? If the letters are stuck together, it's possible. Now, the ingarar vehifrida kosher. Malay mikri hakteches. So here we say that if you scrape it and you separate it, that is okay, and it's not called chakteches. And here we say the letter was written properly, but it stuck together. That is not considered to be a problem of chakteches. Says the, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll have to skip a little bit. I mean, the example which he gives over here. Is the letters lamed and vav. So imagine a lamed and vav, which you wrote and it stuck together a little bit, and he mentions whether it's the top or the middle or the bottom of it. Doesn't really make a difference. So we said it's not a problem of chaktech. It says the mishpura in sivkat and pei. Oh, my rishon nishkana eis mitzurasa al yidei advekas. This is providing that the letters still resemble the letters. Avlam nishkana sa eis mitzurasa the ein tinik yachal lekreisa. Vav, which is attached to a nun, dibuk av with a thick connection, shneiris kitzuris tes, and it's got the appearance of a tes. You probably have those diagrams in your book. Ad shetinik delechakim letipesh yikra lais tes. A child would read it like a tes. So again, once it's nishtane and it doesn't look like the letter, That's it. You're done. You can't fix it up anymore. Lo yimahani gliras hadibuk b'zeh na'avi kemem shemistama u'mayri u'mikri chatechus. Okay, and it's a liquor gamma nun. You'd have to scrape away the nun section. Shagamu nishtana mitzuras levinifsel al yedei adibuk v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Okay, we will stop here and Bez Hashem pick it up tomorrow with Hashem.
This must be the worst shayla in front of a whole shul you get. I'll pay a call to you.